Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I've chosen for today's meditation is the gospel lesson just read. The scribes and the Pharisees were constantly accusing Jesus of not obeying God's law, that he was living a loose life, a life of associating with the sinners and the tax collectors of this world. These sinners and these tax collectors were, according to these self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, beneath the dignity of the real Jew. According to the scribes and the Pharisees, a real Jew was one that obeyed what the scribes taught and lived the holy life that the Pharisees lived. Yet what they taught was God, as God's law, was in reality their own version of this law. And they trusted in their own ability to uphold this law. Now, possibly the disciples were beginning to believe some of these accusations presented about Jesus. We see in our text where Jesus had to counter these thoughts, and I would like to read the text again. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." That reminds me of a cartoon that I saw a couple of years ago. A cartoon that depicted Jesus standing before the people that brought the woman that was caught in adultery. And Jesus says, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." And after this woman lay there with a heap of stones upon her, Jesus walked away and, in the words of the cartoon, said, "Damn moral majority." Man still goes on convincing himself that he does not need God's law. He goes on feeling that he can be righteous on his own. Adam and Eve started it. Man still thinks it. We as Christians, whether we're laymen, professors, students, we are not exempt from this self-righteous attitude rearing its ugly head in our life. A self-righteousness which is able to cause the message of the very gospel that we proclaim to be rejected. A gospel which is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel that God wants everyone to hear. But how can we deal with this self-righteousness? Number one, we need to recognize that we are guilty of allowing this self-righteousness to creep into our life. Number two, we need to recognize that it is Christ's righteousness that is the only true righteousness. Yes, we are guilty of allowing this self-righteousness to creep into our life. We allow it to set itself up as the righteous one, and we begin to lay aside Christ's righteousness. This is presented to us in Jesus' text when he says that God's law is still in full effect and that man's righteousness is nothing. The scribes and the Pharisees, they had set themselves up as the only ones that were able to correctly teach God's law, and they were the only ones that were able to correctly live God's law. Yet they had attached all kinds of rituals and conditions to this law. And by doing so, they were depriving the law of its full effect. These rituals allowed a person to be outwardly righteous, while in truth they were still falling under the condemnation of God's law. They were guilty of disobeying God's law and teaching others to do the same. They were making a big show of their self-righteousness, and they would even thank God that they were not a sinner. Jesus had to end up rebuking this because this attitude is condemned by God as unacceptable, because all of the righteousness of man is nothing but a filthy rag, as Scripture tells us. Jesus ended up leveling an ego-shattering rebuke against these self-righteous scribes and Pharisees by telling them, "You whited sepulchers, you hypocrites. On the outside, you put on this big show, you're whitewashed, you look good, but inside, you're nothing but dead bones." Well, when Jesus speaks to his disciples in this text, he is also speaking to each one of us here today. In exposing the self-righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus is warning us to not do the same. Yet we do. More often, I think, than we're really willing to admit, we look in the mirror and we thank God that we are as sinless as we are, and we thank God that we do not commit the sins that others commit. But in doing this, we are setting ourselves up for the same kind of rebuke given the scribes and the Pharisees. We are on our way to becoming modern-day scribes and Pharisees, or what we can call the moral majority complex. Jesus warns us to not let God's law relax in one point, and to not teach others to do the same. When we begin to think that we have fulfilled even the least of the commandments of God, and that God cannot count us guilty of that sin, we are setting ourselves up as modern-day scribes and Pharisees. If any of us sitting here today can say that this doesn't apply to me, we have just become guilty of this very same self-righteousness. This self-righteous attitude will do nothing but get in the way of the task that we are here to perform, and that is to proclaim man's sin before God and Christ's righteousness for man. But thanks be to God for Christ Jesus, who did come in the flesh and did fulfill the law for us. It is Christ's perfect righteousness. It is his perfect obedience to the law. And this is the only righteousness that we can trust in. And this righteousness is truly ours by faith. A faith that is not of ourselves, but of God. A righteousness that is not of ourselves, but from God. And because of this faith, we can come to our God and we can repent of that sin of self-righteousness. We can repent by knowing where we stand in relationship to God's law and his gospel. That as a mirror, God's law reflects right back to us our unrighteousness, by remembering that God's law is still in full effect, and by knowing that it is Christ's righteousness. It is the gospel that tells us that Christ's righteousness is ours. And this same faith gives us the strength to shove this old attitude of self-righteousness right back where it belongs. To keep that old Adam, to keep that old self-righteous attitude in check. The strength to give God the glory for our salvation, and to take no glory for ourselves. The strength to not let this self-righteous attitude get in the way of proclaiming the law and the gospel to a dying world. Yes, to proclaim this law and this gospel to others, because this is the duty of God's church. This is the duty of his redeemed people. And we proclaim this to others by first knowing that God's message of salvation is for everyone. God has no partiality. Thank God that he does come to the tax collectors and the sinners, because that's exactly what we are, and he came to us. By first knowing that all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God, and that all, according to the law, fall under the condemnation of the law. Yet Christ's atoning sacrifice is also for everyone. It is not limited. It is for all people. And we take this message to the people of this world. That is why we are here. We are here preparing for this. We take this message to the self-righteous scribes and the Pharisees of this world, to the people searching for peace of mind in drugs, in alcohol, in many, many various ways. We even take it to the people in prison. We take it to the thieves. We take it to the murderers. We even take it to the child molesters. We take it to the homosexuals, to the abortionists. They all need to hear the message of God. We cannot, we must not, let this self-righteous attitude creep into our life. It can, it does, and it will creep in. It must be dealt with. A self-righteous attitude will only hinder the proclamation of God's word, the law in its full severity, and the gospel in all of its sweetness. May God grant unto us the power to deal with this self-righteous attitude in our life. Amen.